We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, and we're smack in the middle of a sugya. The Mishnah told us that a oil hames, even though it brings tumra from, let's say, under the same roof, you have a mace and you have kalim. The kalim come tame. What about the oil itself? So the Mishnah said that anything that comes out of an eight, it's not tumas oilim. Besides for a pishton oil, then it'll be tame. Just to speak out, if the thing is mechubal karka, that's pashut, there's no tumas oil. We're talking about here that the oil is not mechubal karka, unless you have something draped over you know, some poles, and that's the oil. So the shaila is, it become tummy? Is the oil itself become tummy? So the Mishnah is saying, if it's made out of wood, it's not tummy, unless it's made out of pishton. And the Gemara says, how do we know that? The Gemara says, because it says oil by tumma meis, and it says by the mishkon, v'yifres, it's oil on mishkon. Just like the oil on the Mishkan was made out of pishton, including other things, made out of tzemer and pishton. So you see, pishton's called oil, even though pishton's called eitz. Tzemer is also called oil and it becomes tameh. That the Mishkan doesn't have to speak out because that's not a type of eitz. And ar also, skin also, like leather also, will become tumas oil. You don't have to speak it out because it's not eitz. And also izim. So there's really four type of materials which become tumas oil, and not only does it bring tumah, the thing itself becomes tameh. Mashaking wood will not become tameh. And now, because you say learn from the Mishkan had this covering, was called the oil, the ureos, these big carpets that were called ureos, they called the oil, and therefore you see that those things are called the oil, and therefore they're tameh. It's very thing of Marakashu, up to the Ema. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Freit the Gemara Kasha. Ve'ema, if we're learning everything from Mishkan, maybe we should say, let us say, Malahalon, Kroshim, Afkan, Kroshim. Just like by Mishkan, they have Kroshim, and the Kroshim is part of the oil. Here also, we should say that Kroshim, which are a piece of wood, should become oil. They should become oil. Zok the Gemara, that's not shver. Omakra v'sisa kroshim la mishkan. It says in the Torah, the Lashon HaPasuk is v'sisa kroshim la mishkan. So mishkan kari mishkan, but kroshim is not called mishkan. I mean kroshim kriya mishkan. You made kroshim for the mishkan. The mishkan's oil. You're right, but the kroshim not part of the mishkan. They're made for the mishkan. That's the pasuk is mashma. That's what the pasuk is mashma. And therefore, you're not going to learn out from there that kroshim could be called oil. Right, the Marakasha Elamiata, it says regarding the covering, one of the coverings of the Mishkan, which is this covering made out of leather, the Mishkan had three or four coverings. It looks like it's Tanayim, but for sure had at least three. The first one was a mixture of wool and linen. The next one was made out of izim, out of a goat's hair. And the third one, or the fourth, were made out of leather, Elam Adamim and Tchashim. So it says by the third or fourth covering, it says Elmiata, Vasiso Michsel Oil, Iris Elma Adamim. That's what it says in the pasuk, Michsel Oil. It says a Michsel for the oil. It's mashma, it itself is not oil. Hachinami Michsel Oikar Oil. You can tell me that the Michsel is not called the oil? Because it says Michsel Oil. Just like it says Krosh Mlim Mishkan, it says Michsel Oil. So it sounds like the Michsel is not called the oil. So if that's true, you can tell me, oh, leather is not Tommy? Ella, Hoda Vayirab. Rabbi Eloza, or Behema Tamea Maush Tam Vailamei, Sir Eliezer, Clara Shai, Loza, Clara Shai, we'll see soon if or Behema Tamea, if a non kosher animal, if their skins are Matam Vailamei, has to or Behema Taira Lamatama, if or Behema Taira, which the Iris Elam Adamim was saying is not Tamei, because Vasisa Mikse La oil tells you that it's not an oil, so or Behema Tamea Maboy, you think it's a Shaila? So Akarcha, they learned clearly, Rabbi Eloza learned clearly that the Iris are Makabal Tama, so it is called the oil. I the pasuk is michsel oil. So the more you write, it's a good taina. But shani hosom the hoda hadri kra. The pasuk is makish it back to oil. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk v'nosu, talking about bnei gersha in there in parashas nosai, it says v'nosu as the rias hamishkan as oil moyed. They should carry the rias hamishkan as oil moyed, which means the izim michseyu michseyat hachash ashalav. Mechseyu is the Iris Elam Adam and Mechseyu Takash Hashalav. And it's a hekish. Makish Elyoin, which is the Mechseyu, Le Tachtoin, to the bottom ones, which is the Oil Moyed, Ma Tachtoin. Kori Oil, Af Elyoin, Kori Oil. Just like the bottom one, which is the Rias Izim, or the Pishton and the Tzemer, is called the oil. Same thing, the top one's called the oil. So you're right, Vesisa Michsel oil was a little problematic, that pasuk, but you have a hekesh to tell you that it is oil. Hakaponim comes under this Gemara, the anything done to the Mishkan, which includes four different types of ureas, are all metame tumas oil. That means the oil itself is tummy, and you have to spritz paraduma on it to make it back tahar. But wood, if you put a piece of wood, a piece of plywood on top of yourself and at the top of you and the mace, the plywood is not makabel tumah. And even in the case where it could be makabel tumah in other places, still it will not be makabel tumah as tumah's oil, because oil is dafka learned to have mishkan, has to be those materials and not any other materials. Yeah. I'm saying, but let us speak out also that if the thing is a kli, even if it's wood, let's say you have a wood kli, something that's a keli, and you put it on top of yourself, then avada does become tummy. Any kli that's ma'al over a mace becomes tummy. So we're talking about an in-between thing. It's not mechubar, and it's not a kli. And there's a difference between wood and pishton. So the Gemara Vaita, gufa. Boy Rabbi Loza had a shalom. Or behemoth tamei ma'ashi tamei tumas oilim. Is a or behemoth tamei a non-kosher animal? Is the leather of a non-kosher animal metame tumas oichlin? Oilin is metame tumas oilin. Is become tumas oilin. Maikam boiler. What's the shiloh? What's the beer hashiloh? What's the question? Amar Rav Adabahava tacha shahoyim me moishikam boiler. The question really is, we know one of the coverings of the Mishkan made out of Oiros Techoshim, of an animal called a Tachash. The Tachash in Moshe's days, Tamehoya or Toyehoya. We know that was only Lizman, that Tachash. It was only a one-time animal, it was only for Zman. And afterwards it was extinct. So the question is, was it a Tamei animal or a Tar animal? So if it was a Tamei animal, so then you see, and we learn after the Mishkan, that that's called the oil. So you see, even our behemoth Tamei could become Tumas oil. But if it's a kosher animal, it's no right. Rav Yosef, what's your question? If it was tamei or tar, Tanina, it's the first brayso. L'huk shul melech shemayim or behemah tar b'vad. You're not allowed to use from melech shemayim, which we assume we're talking about the Mishkan. That the only thing kosher for the Mishkan was kosher animals, only or behemah tar b'vad. So what is your question? Of course, it must have been a tar, because you wouldn't use a tamei animal for the Mishkan. So therefore, we don't have a pshitas to the shayla if or behemah tamei is metamei tumas oilim, because We assume for Rav Yosef that it has to be, it was a kosher animal used for the Mishkan. Masiv Rav Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is the thing we mentioned like Beremez before, that it says in the Pasuk that the third covering is Vasisa Michsel Oil, Oiris Elim Adamim. It skins from a certain type of rams, red skins. Michse Oiris Techashim Amayla. So is it two or one? So it's machlekes tanoim. Masiv Rav Abba. Aridaim shnei mechsoyes hayu. There were two coverings. Echad shel oris elam adamim. One of oris elam adamim. Ve'echad shel oris techashim. And one of oris techashim. Skins of techashim. It comes out there were four coverings to the Mishkan. You had the ureas that were made out of wool and linen. Then you had the ureas made out of izim. Then you had the ureas made out of oris elam adamim. And then you had the fourth one, oris techashim. Rabbi Chemia, no, says that the third one was made out of two materials. Rabbi Chemia, Imer, Michse Echray, is one covering that was made half of Aris Elam Adam, half Aris Techashim. If anyone remembers seeing picture books, a lot of times they make it like a triangle, of one and the other one. That's how they make the Urias. And the Brisa says that, well, what did the Takash look like? The Takash was Doime Kemin Tla Ilan. It was similar to a certain behemoth Temeya, it's like a leopard. It was similar to a leopard. So that's what it says. The tach was similar to leopard. So for the Gemara, the tla ilan tamiu. The tla ilan was a tamei. So you see that the tachash was a behemoth tamei because we're saying it's similar to this leopard. So the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Hachkama, kemin tla ilan hum. It's like a tla ilan. She just played gvanim harbe that has a lot of colors. But loy tla ilan. It's not mamish like a tla ilan. Ilo has some tamei. V'achatar. A tla ilan is tamei, and this Tachash is tar. So it doesn't mean it's exactly like it. Amar Rav Yosef, I'll bring you a raya to that. Tihachi, that's why I had him to Targumina and Sasgoina. In the Targum, it doesn't say a Tachash is a Tlo Ilan. You know what it says? Sasgoina. Shasas Begwanam Harbe. That it's happy with its lot of colors. So you see, that the Iker Vara of Tachash is that it has different colors, not that it's similar to Tla Ilan regarding that it's a Behemoth Tamei. Akaponim, so we're coming out over here like this, that according to Rav Yosef, the Gemara is learning now, is that the Mishkan, the Tachash of the Mishkan, Avada was a Behemoth Tahira, because you wouldn't use a Behemoth Tamei for the Mishkan. So we still don't know if there's Tumas Oyahalim Be'or Behemoth Tamei, if there's an oil becomes Tamei, if it's skins of a Behemoth Tamei. So Rav is going to say, I may not bring a Raya from somewhere else. Rav Amar, or Behemoth Tamei, the Matam Be'el Meis B'Hacha. We'll clear that from the following Halacha by Negotim and by Shratzim. Let's see. Or Behemoth Tamei, the Matam Be'el Meis B'Hacha. The Tanya looked at a Braisa. Or, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by Negat Tzaras. We had this yesterday a lot of times. The Pasuk says, Va'beged, Kiyah by Negat Tzaras, Be'beged Semer, or Be'beged Pishtin, or Be'shsi, or Be'erev, La Pishtin, La Soma, or Be'or. And the Gemara names on the words bi'ar is epis a ribui. So Gemara says, oi ar, why do I say oi bi'ar, riba ar behema tameo, being marba ar behema tameo. That's a being marba, that even ar behema tameo gets tumas negom. Not only regular ar of a behema tahira, even a non kosher animal, the skins will makabel tumas negom. And not halacha, v'shalaka biyad koyin. If you bring a nega to the kohen on a piece of beged, and when he came, it wasn't a nega yet, and b'shas the kohen was looking at it, it became a nega. Still, it's called a nega. And Tosfos speaks out that you would think it says v'habeged ki yibay nega tzaras v'hera al kohen. It's mashma that it has to be a nega tzaras before you showed it to the kohen, and here it only became a nega after you showed it to the kohen. K'mash lo nepasuk, it's still tame. So it was bothering me a little bit that. From one drasha, how do you see two separate things? First of all, being marba behema tameya, that it becomes tameh, and second of all, loka biyat kain, that if it becomes a nega in the hands of the kain, that it's tameh. How do you learn out two things? So the Meister Ritva asked the Kasha, says, for sure, Kasha. The Ritva answers that the Chazal saw both drashas in these words, and they didn't know which one to take out, so they darshan both. They're both even, they darshan both of them. But it's a ara. The Braisa goes further and says, katzatz mekulam, let's say you took tzemer, pishtin, or, and you made one big piece of clothing out of it. Vasa achas mehem, and now you, how you know that there's tumas negam on that also? Tamalim oy b'chom lechazar, that omar be oy b'chom lechazar, that oy b'chom lechazar, that everything is mekabel tuma. Akaponim, what do you see from this brisa? That by nega or behema tameya is tamei. So zok drava, the same thing will be by el hameis, just like by negam. We're saying or behema tameya will be tamei. Same thing will be by oil hameis. But the problem is, Vikla Mifrach, which Rav himself says that you can have a pircha, mal negoim, shekain, shesiv erev tamehem. Maybe negoim is more chomer, and that's why even or behemoth tameo will kabel tome. You know why? Because there, even shesiv erev becomes tome. Even though it's not a beged, just have these tongues of thread, it's tome. And by tome meis, you don't have that. So you can't learn that from there, maybe. It's a pircha. Then why go on shrotzim? Also, a shrotzim. Because by shrotzim, at tumas shrotzim, you know, there's eight shrotzim that are matama when they're dead. They're matama things. So it says a brayse about those shrotzim, the Tanya. It says in the Pasuk there also. The Pasuk says, Ashibolov, b'moysam yitmama kol kli eitz oy beged oy ar. And ar, we only so we see ar. Ein li yala ar behemetar, ar behemetar menayin. Tamalaymar oy ar. The X word oy teaches us that behema tameya. So you learn out from shrotzim. You can't learn from the gom. You learn from shrotzim. The deer, even behema tameya, becomes tuma shrotzim. But the Gemara says no. Bikla mifrach mal shrotzim shkem tam bekadosha. It's even tama by a small shear. Tamei makes nizik kazayis, but shrotzim becomes tamei, can make something tamei even for the size of a lentil. So, if the sheretz, a piece of sheretz, the entire size of a lentil, can make same thing as tamei. But a mace, has to be a kazayis. So, it's also, it's more chamer, shrotzim, so you can't learn or behemoth tamei from there. So, negam yichichu. Let's go back to negam. Negam needs more than a hadasha, needs the size of a bean, a gris. The chazadin, and you go back and forth, it's called a atzara shava. They see that the reason why negam has tumas or behemoth tamei is not because sivayriv, because shrotz doesn't have that. So it can't be the Siba. Shrotzim, it can't be the Siba why Arba Hematmeya is Tameh because of its Kadasha, because Nagom doesn't have it. So Chazadin, Leroyu Zekreze, Leroyu Zekreze, each mile is so different. Hatzal Shavish Behem, Sha'or Tomei Behem. The Tzal Shavish, the Or is Tomei, first apostle is Or. Va'os Or Behemet Meya, like Or Behemet Torah. And the Pasuk still was Marbe, Behemet Meya, like Or Behemet Torah. Afani, by Meis also. Afani Ova Ela Meis, Sha'or Tomei Boy. We know Or is Tomei Boy because by the Mishkan had an Or. So also, Vanasa. Boy, Or Behemet Tmeya, Ka Or Behemet Torah. Learn out that Behemet Tmeya is like Or Behemet Torah. Let's learn out, because the world's kashya is, let's learn from Atzad HaShava, from the Negoim, and Shrotzim together, that Or Behemet Tmeya is like Or Behemet Torah, and it will be Mekavot Tumasayel. So the Gemara, no, I have Stav Apircha on the whole Mahatzad, on both of those things, the Negoim and Shrotzim have the same Maila over Meis. What is that? Omli Rava, Mebarna Sarvashi, Ikla Mifrach, Maila Tzad HaShavas Behem, Madach, Megorm, and Shots, those two things, they're both more chomer and all in a different thing, the same thing. She came to me and pockets with kazayis. They don't need a kazayis. One is a dasha, and one is a gris, which is also less than a kazayis. A gris is the size of a bean. Time of mace, shame of time of elbe kazayis, mace is long time of kazayis. So it's back shver. You can't learn out or behemoth tamei from those two things. Could maybe those two things have the tumas of or behemoth tamei? You know why? Because it can be time less than a kazayis. Ela omer rav banish. Asked the kavachayim, and it's shall use him. We use a different kavah chayim. We know that noitzer shalizim, some goat here taken out of a goat, is one of the coverings of the Mishkan. That's mekavah tumas oil. So kavah chayim shalizim. She'im etam benegam. It's not such a chash of a beggar because there's no tumas negam in izim. Only on semer or pishtim do you have negam. You don't have negam on izim. Stolz with tam b'olam eis, like it says by the Mishkan. Or behema tameya shematam benegam. Or behemoth tamei that has tumas negam in a din shematam b'el meis zich matam b'el meis because the kavachayim madach izim which doesn't have negam has meis el meis like we see by the Mishkan or behemoth tamei that's matam b'negam that gets tumas negam for sure will get matam b'el meis so al kapon the Gemara Maskana comes out that or behemoth tamei will be mekabel tumas oil hameis.